Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Nuha. Inside the Nuha, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And for information on all of their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com. Well, we're going to go out to Worcester now to Assumption as we continue profiling the teams of the Nuha. And in our coaching spotlight, we have the head coach of the Assumption Greyhounds, Joe Grossman. Joe, welcome to the show. And as we bring you in, I'm always fascinated, intrigued by young coaches, coaches that make the transition to a head coaching position. And this is year two for you. And how's things going in year two, as opposed to maybe some of the things that quite possibly might have taken you surprise, or you might not have been as well prepared for them in year one?
Yeah, and first, thanks, Bernie. Thanks for having me back on. It's a pleasure to speak with you. But yeah, it's definitely a tale of two different years, two different seasons, and obviously last year being my first with the program, and program's only second year of existence, there are definitely some bumps along the way. But throughout all of last year, I could see glimpses of what I thought we could be. Mm-hmm. And then we fast forward to this year and definitely have taken some big steps forward. Still some room to grow, but really, really happy with where we're at, and not satisfied, but happy with the progress for sure.
Well, that's for sure. My long association with coaches, they're never really satisfied. They can only be maybe moderately happy at times.
Yep, that sounds about right. If you ask my team, they would agree with you, I think.
Exactly. That's part of the game. That's part of the profession that you're in. And, just looking back, you know, last year, you know, 10 wins last year, all your wins in the conference, navigating the conference. And your thoughts on the Nuha, having been around this league for a couple of years, and it seems like there's great growth potential and a real strong competitiveness to the league from everything that I do, all the research I do, and talking to different coaches around the league.
Yeah, we're getting there, and this is my third year in the league. My first year in the league,
yep.
After I left Harvard, was with Stonehill with Lee J and Kendall, and that was a pretty unique season. Second year of the program, we ended up winning the Nuha tournament and going to the NCAA tournament, which was awesome. But yeah, I think from even two years ago to now, the talent level, the parity, and the depth of each team, top to bottom, has really mm-hmm. increased. You even see, like, you know, last year Sacred Heart goes on that phenomenal run and wins the tournament, but you look back, like, down the stretch, you know, they lost to St. Mike's, who finished in eighth. And to me, that just shows the parity, but also how each program has grown these past few years as the league has really come into form. So I think each team has gotten better. I think overall that obviously helps us as a league as we grow and continue to make strides outside the league, which is obviously still really important to us. And I really do think you'll see over these next few years a lot of the Nuha programs start to win more of these non-conference games.
Oh, no doubt. And as far as your program, and, you know, once again, getting ready to talk to you here today, you, and I think we talked a little bit about it last year, haven't been afraid to spread the wings well beyond the 128, 495 environs of, I mean, there's a lot of great hockey in Boston and Boston area and extended out through Massachusetts. But it seems like you've had some pretty good success, and it's all about relationships and forming relationships. I mean, your roster, you got pretty heavy to the Midwest with Minnesota and Michigan and other places that you've had success. I'm sure that's something you're looking to continue to sustain moving forward.
Yeah, I think obviously if you look at our roster, you know, Minnesota has been huge for us. And if you look at our roster next year, we have, what do we have? One, two, three. I think three more Minnesota kids coming next year. And 2027, we have one, two, three, four as of right now. So definitely has been a really a fun place for us to recruit. It's one of my favorite places to recruit out of. Mm-hmm. Because I love the Minnesota everything that Minnesota high school hockey is all about. Definitely has been a focus of ours for sure, but we also want to make sure we are continuing to focus on local players as well. And we'll have our first Canadian on our roster next fall, fall of 2026, sorry. So we are slowly but surely making our inroads everywhere we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Just all about spreading the word and getting the message out there about your program at Assumption. And, of course, you've got background. You mentioned about Harvard and Stonehill, but also going back to USHL to Waterloo. So you're no stranger as far as the Midwest and Waterloo being pretty close to Minnesota and being able to attack that area.
No, Waterloo. Jeez, that was seems like a lifetime ago. I know. I'm getting up there because I used to be able to say to kids that I was recruiting, like, oh yeah, I lived out in Iowa for a couple of years. When you were just a little kid, and now it's like, well, I was playing there before you were born. So definitely, aged myself pretty quickly with that. So I gotta find a new line or something.
Exactly, whatever it takes. And challenge yourself, looking at the body of work this year, back to the early part of the season, playing non-conference with Robert Morris in New Hampshire, got on track there, had a pretty good run through to mid-November. And then after you dropped four around the Thanksgiving holiday with the St. A's, Holy Cross, and Merrimack, a couple of Hockey East opponents, it's been a really solid run since coming in to the holidays, and particularly since after the first of the year, where I looked at it, I said, well, you guys are like 9-3-1 since the time right around the break there. You took an extended break, as most teams do, from December. But thoughts on that in terms of some of the things that that tightened up for you, and also just the advantage. I always love talking to coaches about the advantage of testing yourself non-conference and how that does often, it might not be the results you want in the non-conference games in terms of the right or left side of the column, but it does pay dividends in terms of the competitiveness and what you have to endure in those games and how it gets you a little more battle-tested.
Yeah, no doubt. We try to make sure that when we schedule our non-conference opponents, we're looking for a test. We're not looking for a lighter schedule. So, in a perfect world, we'd schedule two ECAC, two Hockey East, two Atlantic Hockey. It doesn't always work out that way, obviously. But we were able to go down to Robert Morris, which, while the results weren't there weekend one, I thought our resilience really shined through. Like, we kept coming back that weekend and came up short. UNH, I thought, was a very, very good hockey team. I thought they were leaps and bounds better than what they had last year. But then we Holy Cross and Merrimack, we didn't play our best at those games. But right before that, we lost both games to St. Anselm, but I thought we played really good hockey. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was, one of those weekends. You play well, you don't always win. So it was a good first half with some lessons, and I think we've really taken that into the second half, and we haven't let up. We've been playing good hockey recently. There's still room to get better. We still want to tighten things up defensively, as always, and I think there's a little bit more in all three zones that we can accomplish, but definitely has been a good second half for us, and we hope to continue that this weekend.
We're going to have Kayla McGaffigan on, Caitlin Beal, my co-host on the show, and boy, she's put up some great numbers for you to lead in scoring. Not far behind is Ava McGaffigan. It's always great to have those relationships, and when you get a good relationship with a family and they've got more than one player, that's always a bonus.
Yeah, those two are something else. I could go on all day about those two, just two ultimate professionals in everything they do on and off the ice. And I knew, last year, you look at the numbers compared to last year, it's not even close what they've done. But we knew it was there. It was just kind of unlocking that. And both of them had tremendous summers this past summer in the off season, and really came in to our preseason ready to go. And I think Kayla's second in the country in power play goals. Ava's top 20 in assists. play in all scenarios for us, and they're two of the better kids I've come across in my 9 years doing this.
Absolutely, they've obviously been great to play a sport. But another name that jumped out because of family ties, Caroline Lilly from Wakefield.
Yep. Yep. Caroline, it plays with those two, so she's the right wing. With Kayla Stenner and Abe on the left, and again, does all the little things we ask, and you know, she's just a true hockey player from a hockey family. And
oh yeah,
you know what I love about Carol is does everything hard, she does everything strong, and as I'm always preaching to our kids, there's no such thing as a bad shot on net, and she really has taken that to another level. I think she's, if not one, she's top two on our team on shots on goal, and she's tied for first in goals because of that. So, she's been excellent for us this year. Again, another kid who plays all situations, is tremendous on the penalty kill, has two shorthanded goals, has really taken her game to another level this year.
Yeah, I'm just looking there, and she's got 118 shots on goal, second to Alexa Hanrahan on the team. And yeah, great hockey family. I've known John going back for well over 30 years when he came to BU, and his family and his hockey background, and me being from Stoneham and him being from Wakefield. So that name really jumped out at me when I was getting ready to talk to you today. Glad to hear she's doing well. I'm not surprised. And the anchor of your defense, that would appear to be, you know, again, playing all situations and putting up some great numbers, is Justina Valentini. 26 points from the blue line and a plus 11 also. So, I mean, that's you got to have that marquee focal point type of player on the defensive end. It looks like she's one of your real leaders back there.
Yeah, Justina's been excellent. Another kid who's just really taken her game to an entirely new level. I mean, she had 3 assists all of last year, and they were definitely glimpses of what she could do. But this season, she's been tremendous from day one, and her feet are so good. She's able to get out of trouble. She's a one woman breakout when she needs to be. Mm-hmm. Has really done a really tremendous job of getting pucks to the net, of creating her own lane at the top of the power play, or understanding conceptually what we're trying to do on the power play. She's really taken that and owned it and ran with it, and it's really paid off for her. I think she's won 3 new hot defenders of the week, including this current this past week. And she's really, really been a strong leader for us this season.
And your number one goalie, once again, state of Minnesota, from Albertville, Minnesota, Jaden Weiser. And her numbers really jump out, 2.16 with the goals against. And, boy, if you got a save percentage, as you know, being a former goalie and working with goalies, if you're north of 920, Joe, you're in most of the games, and you're probably winning a lot of them.
Yes. Yeah, no, Jaden gives us, you know, we know we're going to be in the fight every night that she's in there. I think so. She's a 933. I think her conference save percentage is like 945. I could be one or two off there, but she's way up there. And what sets Jaden apart, and again, I'm going to date myself, but my favorite goalie growing up, which I guess isn't really, it's not going to be a normal answer for a kid from Boston, but it was Patrick Waugh.
Oh, and yeah. Okay.
He would, you know, when, especially in shootouts, she has the same body language and the same presence that he had that I remember watching as a kid. Mm-hmm. Of course, she's too young to even know who Patrick is, but right. She really does remind me of him in terms of the big game. She really steps up when we need it. And this past weekend was a huge example of that against St. Anselm. And she's done that, you know, for the past 2 years for us. But yeah, she's an absolute rock for us, and you know, we couldn't feel more confident with her leading us through.
Absolutely. You have that swagger, and that confidence is so important at the position. And just once again, looking at the numbers, you know, certain things that I always look for when I get ready to talk to coaches and I'm looking at teams, and I'm willing to say, man, this is it strikes me first of all, you got a power play that's almost 26%, which is outstanding. Your penalty kill is close to 90. I mean, but I just love, what do I always look at? I always look at the plus minus in in man up to man down, or woman up to woman down if you want. But man, you're plus 34 and 36 less penalties. I mean, that's really kind of a coach's dream. Again, if you got those kind of numbers in the special teams area setting you up, you're probably going to be in pretty good shape, and thus the fact that you guys have been on an impressive run.
Yeah, and it's a testament to the kids. Like, it really is. We try to keep things simple. We provide the kids with concepts, and we try to empower them by letting them create around those concepts. We don't try to script out every single, you know, thing they do on the ice, because these are good hockey players, really good hockey players who just need, you know, an outline, and they can run with it. So, you know, our penalty kill is meat and potatoes. We stay in straight lines, we block shots, and we're aggressive when we need to be. And our power play, we have two units that operate differently, that each have their own kind of bread and butter, I'd say. And the kids have really done a great job of taking our concepts and what we introduced to them and running with it. You know, I think modern hockey, if your power play is a one-trick pony, you're probably not going to have a lot of success. You need to have two or three different setups and ways to score, because, you know, everyone pre-scouts you, so they're going to be ready for what you're bringing if it's the same thing every night. So we try to be varied and really let the kids kind of own that part of it, and they really have done a great job doing so.
Put yourself in a good position in the league right now. You're second to Franklin Pierce, and you've got just three back. And a big weekend coming up. You've had a pretty good rivalry with Sacred Heart and Tom O'Malley's team, and home and away with them. Your thoughts on getting ready? You saw them back in December and was able to manage to get some important points out of the series. A couple close ones. It was a win and a tie. But facing them now here, down to the final couple of games of the regular season, what's your thought process?
Yeah, it's you know, that team, Sacred Heart's hot right now. I mean, before Saturday, I think they lost 1-0 to LIU. They'd reeled off seven straight wins. So this is not a team that, you know, obviously they got off to a slower start than I think they would have liked. But this is a team that just won our league and went to the NCAA tournament last year. And they have a lot of those kids back. They have tremendous goaltending. They're very disciplined in all facets of the game. And they're obviously well coached. I remind my kids of this. They were picked first in our league in the preseason poll. So it's not, you know, they've had probably not the year they thought they would, but that stuff goes out the window at this time of year. I mean, it really doesn't matter. So, and you're right. Like, every game we've had with them these past couple of years has been tight. They're the team that ended our season last year, and our kids definitely don't forget that. So, yeah, we have to be prepared and you know, make sure we are focusing on the task at hand and not looking ahead, because if we do, we won't get the results that we want. So, it's an exciting team to play this late in the season, because there's a good chance we could see them the following weekend again.
That's right. Yeah, you could see them. It could be turning around, and you'll be your playoff pre-scout will look a lot like your final regular season pre-scout. That's that that time of the. There's nothing like, I tell everybody, there's nothing like college hockey, Joe. You see somebody in October, you might not see them again until February, and then you might see them in the first week in March. You know, you could go like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Playing like, four times in 2 weeks or whatever it is, five times.
Exactly. Suddenly you're in a playoff series. You know, it's like you're in a Stanley Cup series. You know, it's becomes a lot different. But no, definitely, it's great as always catching up and talking hockey with you. And best of luck, Joe. Here is you head down into the final stages here of the regular season and on to the playoffs.
Thanks, Bernie. I appreciate it.
Joe Grossman, the head coach, the Assumption Greyhounds, our guest here, joining us on Inside the Newhart in our coaching spotlight. And reminder, Inside the Newhart is brought to you by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. For more information on Mike's programs, you can go to bodybyboyle.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Newhart, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com. I'm Caitlin Beal, joined today by Assumption University junior forward Kayla McGaffigan. Welcome to Inside the New Ha. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Now, I figured we would start today's episode with a little hockey this or that. So just kind of the first things that come to mind. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Early morning or a late night practice?
Early morning.
Taping your stick before every game or just taping it when the tape falls apart?
Before every game.
Pre-game hype song or pre-game speech?
I'm gonna go with pre-game speech.
Okay. Pre-game like meal or pre-game like fun drink?
Ooh. I'm gonna go meal. I'm a big pre-game like snack person.
Okay, what's your go-to snack?
The honey stinger waffles.
Ooh, yeah, those are really good. Then I guess coffee or tea going off the drink.
Tea. Yeah.
What's your tea order?
Normally I'm a nighttime tea person and it's peppermint tea.
Nice. Okay, cats or dogs?
Dogs. 100%.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have a yellow lab.
Okay, I love like yellow labs. They're so cute. Well, so those are all for my questions. So hopefully viewers could get to know you a little bit better. Now, I'm curious, you're originally from the Cape and
Yep.
then went to Assumption in Worcester. So did you always know you wanted to go to school kind of close to home?
Yeah, so I'm from the Cape. I actually went to high school at Tabor Academy. So I boarded since I was 14. I've lived away from home. But growing up on the Cape, I had a few friends that went to Assumption. So I've known about the school for a while. It was just new that they had a ice hockey program the same time that my sister and I were being recruited for hockey. So I think 2 hours is the distance for me. And that's like the perfect sweet spot. It's close enough that I can go home when I want, but it's also far enough away that I have like my own space out here.
No, that's definitely a great balance. Is your family able to come to most of your games?
Yeah, my parents are at every single game. They don't miss it. Home or away. Yeah, they're at every single game.
Oh, really? Every, like, even away games?
Yeah. And for the select few that they don't go, there's a good streaming at away games, so they'll watch it online.
What's the furthest they've had to travel for a game? Do you know?
That's a really good question.
Because I know they're all pretty much in New England besides
Yeah.
New England.
I'd say, I mean, the Cape is far from really anything.
Yeah.
So on like for our home games, it's like a 2 hour plus commute. So I'd say farthest, maybe 3 hours.
Okay. Okay. That's not
But
bad.
yeah, which isn't horrible.
Yeah.
I'd
Now,
say for me, it's close. For them, it's far.
yeah. So obviously, you have your twin sister, Ava, on the team. Did you guys always grow up doing things together, like playing hockey, other sports?
Yeah, so we grew up playing possibly any sport you can imagine. We were always like a package deal too. I tell everyone it's like you have a built-in best friend and then you go and play a sport and it's like you always have a partner for something, you can go practice and do something. And yeah, for college though, we didn't really have a set plan on going to the same place. It just worked out that we both got recruited here. And I guess it makes it easier on my parents. They can make every game that we're both at. So, but it was kind of a no-brainer though when we were deciding on if we'd go to school together. It's not a second question for us. We always knew that if one of us went somewhere and the other could too, then that's what would happen.
Would you say you guys have, like, you're able to kind of put aside anything that might be going on personally on the ice, or does anything ever bleed over?
We always get asked that a lot if we fight or anything. And honestly, we're like the same person, so it's hard to fight with the same person. But yeah, we'll put aside some bickering. We're able to throw each other some one-liners that maybe you can't say to your other teammates. But other than that, yeah, we'll keep it civil.
Are you guys usually on the same line together?
This year we're on the same line. This is the first time since being here that we've been put on the same line. All the other years we were on different lines, but in high school we played on the same line too, so we're just kind of used to it. We know each other's style of play, where the other person's going to be at all times, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely an advantage for you guys because you know each other so well. I'm sure you can anticipate much better than anyone else on the team.
Yeah.
Now, I read on your profile that Man Called Ove was your favorite book. Are you a big reader?
Yeah, I love to read. That book especially, I don't know why I read it for the first time. I think it was junior year of high school, and I read it on the way to one of my softball games, and I just started crying on the bus. It's a sad book. There's a movie out now. But I love to read, yeah, especially when I have time, like a break from school, I'll read a lot. A lot of like I'm a nursing student, so a lot of like medically focused books now, but that's my favorite fictional book by far.
Have you read any other ones by Frederick Bachman?
I actually haven't. One of my older sisters is a big reader too, so she's a big like a bookcase at home. She has a lot of books from him. That's where I found the book to begin with.
Yeah, because I'm going through the Beartown series right now, which is good, and it's about hockey, but it is like as
Yeah.
all of his books are so emotional and sad.
So emotional.
Like I had to give myself a year in between to like
Yeah.
recover, and now I'm starting the second book. So as you mentioned, you're a nursing student, so obviously you had said, you're in clinicals right now, very busy schedule. So how has that been managing like the clinicals added on top of classes and of course the games this season?
Yeah, it's definitely an experience. Balancing both, it's hard, but the school and my coaches make it a lot easier. That was one of the biggest things when I was choosing Assumption, was I was able to play a Division I sport while also focusing on nursing. So my typical game days don't look the same as other people. In the fall, we had Friday games. I had Friday clinical, so I would be up at 6. I'd go to clinical. I would leave from clinical and go straight to the rink, get on the bus in my scrubs, and then change on the bus and go play a game. So the days were really long, but I think after the first two of doing that, I kind of got used to it. And this semester, it's a little different. I have Wednesday and Friday. So Wednesday mornings, we have practice, and I've recently been having to miss the practice. But my teammates are great about it. My coaches are great about it. They understand, like, it's one day a week, all the other days I'm there. But yeah, it's definitely a challenge balancing. It's just the timing, really. I mean, I can do my work on the bus. We have a lot of away games that are 2+ hours, so I get a lot of work done. It's more of I don't know, prioritizing, and during the day I'm at the hospital, and then compartmentalizing that, and then at night I'm at a game. That's what I focus on.
Yeah, definitely. What does kind of the schedule for nursing look like for you? Like next year, is it going to be just as busy? And then do you go on to nursing school after that?
So next year I'll be a senior, and yeah, the clinic. So basically, you focus more on clinicals as the years progress. So this past semester I had one clinical. This semester I'm in two. Next semester I'll spend most of my week doing a preceptorship at different hospitals. Next year it's nice, so I'll be able to choose who I'm shadowing and what days. So I'll have more of control on my schedule. I'll try to work around obviously practicing games. But yeah, next year, I don't really know what holds, but at the end of next year, I will graduate as a nurse. So through my 4 years of playing hockey, I also did my 4 years of nursing in the clinical hours.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you noticed yourself, like, have you become kind of a nurse on the team? Like, if anyone has like a little injury or something, can you patch them up?
Yeah, normally, like if someone has an injury or like a cut or something, they'll come ask me first, and I just tell them, our athletic trainer is more certified than me right now.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. It's like you and the athletic trainer, like, who are you gonna go to?
Yeah.
Could you see yourself working in sports as a nurse?
I've thought about it. I really don't know what I'm leaning towards or what I'm really interested in, because this is my first time in clinical settings. But I do like the sports medicine aspect. I know a lot already of just from being in the weight room, lifting, or being around our trainer. I know a lot about like sports related injuries. But yeah, I haven't really put too much thought into that. I think I want to try the hospital for a couple of years and see how I like it there.
No, that's definitely fair enough. And you still have another year of school to figure things out. And like with the clinicals, you're trying out different areas of the hospital, right? To see
Yeah.
what's a good fit. Yeah. So I'm sure you'll find something. But obviously, there's a lot to balance this year, but you've still had some crazy success this season, especially compared to your last couple of years. And you and Ava both just reached 100 career games as Greyhounds, which you're two of the first people to do that since, the program hasn't been around for that long. So what has it meant to be a part of this team from the very beginning, really?
Yeah, I mean, coming in, there was, I don't know the exact number, but almost 20 freshmen. And you can imagine, like, we're young. All of us are just coming out of playing high school hockey where you're probably the best player. So you probably expect that for your college years too. For me, I don't know, coming in, it was a difficult transition, I think, just because it's a new program and we didn't really have any structure. And then it's a whole bunch of young players. So it's definitely been building years, the first 2 years. Joe came in though, and he knew exactly what he was doing, how to structure us, how to get the wheels kind of running. And that was tremendous in help too, like just through having that leadership to kind of guide you. And then throughout the years, like 20 of us freshmen, and then we came sophomores and we're still maturing, we're still growing. And then by this year, a lot of us are juniors. We're just kind of bonded over the first 2 years that we had here. And we knew kind of going into it that you needed to stick through, that it would be bumpy roads, and that it would take a little bit for the program to build and kind of have more success. And that's exactly what's happened. We just all kind of stuck together and it brought us closer. And you can really tell, I tell Joe all the time in the locker room, like it's a whole different environment on the team. We're all just super close and we really want what's best for each other, especially on the ice. Like our bench is the loudest it's ever been. So I think it's just we've grown, and it means a lot to hit 100 games too, just to be able to say that you were a part of something brand new and you stuck with it for it to grow into something better.
Yeah, was one of the, kind of appeals of coming to Assumption the fact that you would have the opportunity to like make history and leave a lasting impact on the program?
Yeah, it definitely was. We had a lot of conversations with different people about like, is this the right decision to come? Like, what would it look like? And just I don't know how to explain it. Just to see from the beginning, when we first started practicing at the Worcester Ice Center, we didn't have a locker room. We were getting dressed out of like plastic foldable chairs. We're all getting used to the 6 a.m. practices and college classes, and we don't know any of each other. Like half of us were from prep schools in New England, half from Minnesota. And now we have stalls in our locker room. Our locker room's like it's decorated. We've really made it our own. It's hard to describe, but just to watch it build and knowing that when we leave next year, that like there's going to be standards amongst the team, like it means a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And now, this season, obviously, you guys, you faced that adversity at the beginning. Now things are really coming together. Would you say that facing that, coming in, not having the locker room, did that make you guys even closer as a team? You're like now junior class.
100%. We like to say to each other, like, change the narrative, going into freshman year. Brand new program. I figured every like people in the league, we were sixth, seventh at times. We always finished kind of down there in the league. And just our goal this year was like change the narrative. Like we're not the same team that we were our first year. We're not the same players we were our first year. We work well together. We're kind of in it for each other. And yeah, every game it's just prove to everyone else that like we belong here and that we're a team to try to beat.
And now, speaking of success this season, we have to talk about the huge 9-0 win over St. Michael's on the 7th. So that was the program record number of goals at 9. And you also set a record for the first hat trick in program history and your career high of 3 goals. So I'm curious, what was going so well in that moment, both offensively and defensively, to get so many goals and also keep St. Michael's scoreless?
Yeah, that was a big day for us. We also had senior night that weekend, so kind of just all playing for each other. Jaden has been like a brick wall in net. Like I love her. We're losing her next year, and it makes me sad every day thinking about it. But yeah, she's been great in net for us. And just from having that anchor from there on out, from defense to forward, like you have trust in your other teammates and you have trust in her back there. And that makes us more of an offensive team, especially in games like those. And I don't know, you know, I give credit to my sister a lot. She's like 23 assists on the year. I'm just sitting in the right spot in front of the net and she's just feeding me the puck.
No, I was wondering that, like, in your roles on the line, is she like the playmaker, seeing what's happening, feeding to you, and then you're just the one getting the one timer?
Yeah, she's doing all the hard work. The goals just look better on paper. Yeah, she's crafty on the ice. I mean, all growing up, everyone's always comparing like the two twins together, but I'll say it, like, she's a better hockey player than me. Like she does the dirty work. She's the player you want on your line who's going to pass you the puck right in front of the net.
No, it's so interesting, especially seeing you guys are pretty much have the same number of points this season. Hers is just more heavy on the assists, you more heavy on the goals, but
yeah.
That's so nice to see you both succeeding so much within your line. Now, in that game, were you guys aware that you were breaking records? Like, did you know, oh, we've never scored that many goals before?
Yeah, we weren't even thinking about that. We were just all having fun. We have talked about it as a team, like hitting the first person to get a hat trick. We've had a lot of games where, I mean, Nye, Alexa, they've gotten two goals, and every time Caroline had two goals in one shift too, we'll always hit each other and be like, hey, you're one away. You need one more. You have plenty of time. And in that moment, like, I had a period to go and I put one in and it just happened to be me. But for scoring 9 goals in a game, that was, I think it just felt good for us to finally be like, yeah, like we can do this. And it was many different people scoring too. So like we have the talent and we're just well-rounded.
When you got that third goal, was everyone on the bench freaking out for you?
Yeah, I got on the bench and I couldn't even see anything. I had so many gloves hitting my helmet. Yeah, everyone was just super excited.
No, I love that. It seems like whoever had gotten that third goal, you guys were going to be supportive and, you know, so excited for them. Now, on your 4-game winning streak right now, how important is it to have this momentum, especially as you're going into the last games of the regular season and, you know, playoffs are coming up really fast?
Yeah. I think it means everything just to be in good spirits in the locker room and just know that you can like keep pushing. I mean, this is the final stretch and this is where it means the most. Coming out of this past weekend against St. A's, like they're a great team. They've been dominating the league, and just to be able to put up like that much of a fight and come away with the points is everything. Especially going into this weekend too, like Sacred Heart ended our season last year. So every day is just like one more day to keep pushing and to keep proving a point. Like I said earlier, like we're trying to change the narrative, and that goes into every practice and every game.
Now, right now, you guys are sitting in second in the Neuha standings. Is that something you're kind of paying attention to in the back of your mind?
Yeah, a lot of times, like we try not to look at the standings, but Joe is always like 3 points is 3 points, you know, no matter if you beat a team 9-0 or 1-0, you know, either way, you need to leave with that as many points as you can get. And we've had a lot of games this season too, where it's an overtime or a shootout, especially in earlier in the season. And we're just kind of grabbing onto as many points as we can get in moments like those. So yeah, we try not to focus on our placement, but more of like every game is a new game against a good enough team that can take the points away from you.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, final series of the regular season against Sacred Heart this weekend. What are you guys kind of focusing on in practice this week for that matchup?
Yeah, I think this week we've just been focusing on like going hard every day, not really letting up on each other during drills. I think a lot of times when you're practicing against your teammate, you're not going to push 110% than you would in a game. But this week we've been focusing on like you can give a little push to your teammate, like go 115 into the corner. You're only going to make the other person better if you're going to your best ability. So I think just that and making sure we're healthy and like mentally going in with a good mentality, not like a second place team mentality, more of a we're fighting every day.
Yeah. Now all of the Neuha tournament is actually going to take place at home in Worcester. So what's the benefit of having that home ice advantage for the whole tournament?
Yeah, it's great. That was one thing that we really wanted, just to bring it home. We're still new on campus. People are still learning about the team. It'll be great to be able to like show our families will come out for it, and just the community too. We have like a U8 Whitehawks team that will sometimes help out for practices. Like they can come and show up. Even the men's team here is great. They come and support. We have siblings on the team too. But yeah, it's great. Everyone can show up and just see that we've kind of made an impact here.
Do you expect to have like some of the biggest attendance of the season for these games?
I hope so. You know, every day women's ice hockey is growing. So I hope this is just another reason for Worcester to kind of come out and see.
And now, I know some schools will do like different like dorm storms or things like that to get students to come to the games. Do you guys ever do anything like that to try to like give out free tickets or?
Well, yeah, so our games are free, but we have blue out games for any Assumption Athletics event. We had ours actually this past weekend against St. A's, but it's just an incentive for teams to show up. So if a soccer team has a blue out game, you know, like all the hockey, baseball, basketball, like we'll go to their game. So when we have a blue out game, they'll all come to ours. So that's nice.
Yeah, no, that's definitely nice that the sports are all supporting each other. Now, obviously, the sport of women's hockey is growing, and growing up in New England, obviously, big Boston Bruins fan. Have you been able to go to any of the Fleet games?
This year, I haven't, no. I actually have a former high school teammate who's on the Fleet, which is cool, Abby Newhook. It's cool seeing
wow.
that and just seeing how, like, people around you can go that far. We actually went freshman year as a team to the Fleet's, one of the Fleet's home games out of Lowell. And that was cool to see. And just a lot of us recognize people that we've played with or played against that are playing out there. And it's awesome.
No, definitely. And, you know, having grown up in New England, is it really awesome to see like the support for a women's team now?
Yeah, it's great, honestly, because I think a lot of us have similar experiences growing up. Like, Ava and I played on like an all boys team, and we're getting dressed in the closet underneath
Wow.
the stairs or something. And you know, like you're not in the locker room, but, and now you see young, like the U8 Whitehawks team, they have so much confidence out there and they have so much support. So it's great to see it grow, and they're getting the same opportunities that anyone else is. And especially for Assumption to create a Division I ice hockey team. And there was Delaware this year. There's just more schools that are adding on for young little girls to keep continuing to like aspire to play at a higher level.
No, and it must be so awesome seeing those young girls in the fans and realizing that you could maybe be that role model to them.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, thank you so much to Kayla McGaffigan for joining us this week on the Inside the Newhall podcast presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health Magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com.